This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
It's time to game.
Yeah,
it we is got time a game.
Yeah,
yeah. It's time. Sarah told me.
Yeah, and actually, I got a little bit of a setup here because I was reading this thing. You know, our friend Scott Capurro, longtime friend of the show, he goes on Gutfeld a lot, which is a show on Fox. It's on the Fox News Channel.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought this was an interesting concept for a game, so I thought we'd try our own. There's a new game show that this Gutfeld guy, Greg Gutfeld, is going to be hosting where they took people right after Donald Trump was inaugurated. They sequestered the people who were going to play the game. So they've been like, I don't know how
for
they...
For 3 months.
For
they've
3 months.
Hiding from the news and everything
yes.
else.
So they don't know. And that's the whole thing is they were sequestered and it was observable that they did not know. And it's called, the name of the show is What Did I Miss? Where he's going to take on these four people who've been in isolation.
Are you sure they're not faking this?
They could be. I mean,
I think
you know.
It sounds like they're faking it. Oh, I don't want to ruin our game,
well,
but I'm just
no,
saying.
No,
like,
that's our game.
Who can check out a life for 3 months for the Gutfeld show?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. He'll take four people who've been in isolation since the inauguration, January 20th, and then he presents them with headlines. Some will be real and some will be fake, and the contestants have to decide which is which. So I thought. And it's going to be,
cool,
let's. I know, it's a cool concept.
I hate that guy. I hate Gutfeld, but that sounds kind of cool.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things to hate in this story. For certain people, other people are like, oh my God, that's the best. So the show is going to air May 12th, 13th, and 14th. And I thought to myself, I've definitely been ignoring certain news headlines, but let's see. I'm going to just give you the headline. And you guys tell me if it's a real headline and it's happened since, not even January 20th, just in 2025 or not, okay? And where there's no, it's only yes or no, real or fake. So you guys can all guess. Here we go. Scientists grew a miniature brain with eyeballs in a lab in Switzerland. Scientists grew a miniature brain with eyeballs in a lab in Switzerland.
No.
No.
I'll go yes.
Yes is the correct answer.
Oh my goodness.
That is real. A guy married his AI chatbot in a virtual ceremony streamed on Twitch.
Oops, sorry.
No, it's quite all right.
True.
A guy married his AI chatbot in a virtual ceremony streamed on Twitch.
I'll go false.
It is false. So now Bob and Vinny are tied because Vinny got 2 points earlier for knowing the exact percentage on a Axl Rose story.
What am I even doing here?
Yeah, you're not putting any points on the board, that's for sure. Here we go. Third story. McDonald's launched a scented candle collection, including pickle and sesame seed bun.
I don't think so, but they should.
No.
I'll say yes.
Everyone's, you two say no, and Maddie says yes. Yes, Maddie's on the board. That is real. And yes, there's a ketchup one, too. A Southwest pilot was caught on a hot mic complaining that Taylor Swift has, quote, too many feelings. A Southwest pilot was caught on a hot mic complaining that Taylor Swift has too many feelings.
No.
I'm going false. That would have made it across my desk.
Then I will say yes.
I'm sorry, but it false is the correct answer. You're on, though. You have one. The Eiffel Tower was shut down for a day because someone tried to base jump off the tip wearing a squirrel suit and a beret. The Eiffel Tower was shut down for a day. Someone was like, I'm saying no. Base jump off.
I like it. Yes.
So Vinny says yes. Maddie says no. What do you say, Bob?
I'll go yes.
Yes is the correct answer. That's real. A Florida woman.
Two of you now. Two of you. Giving me the face.
It's 4-4-1, Maddie.
Yikes.
A Florida woman tried to rob a bank using a live raccoon and a handwritten note on a Taco Bell napkin. A Florida woman tried to rob a bank using a live raccoon and a handwritten note on a Taco Bell napkin.
I think I met that lady one time.
So you're a yes then?
I'm a yes.
I want it to be true so bad, yes.
I'll go false.
It is fake. Sorry,
oh,
guys.
Oh, fudge.
Florida's definitely thinking about it, though. A zoo in Poland taught parrots to curse in 5 languages and then regretted it. A zoo in Poland taught parrots to curse in 5 languages and then regretted it. Who said yes? You guys are saying true in there?
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying false?
I haven't gotten to an answer yet, but there's... Okay, I'm going to say no.
Sorry, that is a real one. Oh. Maddie gets a point. Bob is at 6 to Vinny's 4 to Maddie's 2. And finally, Ryan Gosling says he's taking a break from acting to open a chain of corn-themed bistros called Colonel Crush.
No.
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 That is true.
No!
No, no. It's you are correct. It is true that that is fake.
Wait, what?
Sorry, I said that wrong. You guys all got points for that one. It is fake. That's a fake one. The score is Bob with 7 points, Vinny with 5 points, and Maddie with 3. Congratulations, Bob! You are the winner.
I don't like this.
Why? Because you sucked at it.
Play my song.
What's my name? My name is Bob. Woo! Yeah, right.
Oh. Someone like, yeah, right, gets a little
shot. Yeah, I like it.
Oops. All right, thank you for playing, you guys. That was a fun one.
That was a great game.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.